This says, why did you choose real estate? Man, I think Rich Dad Poor Dad was part of it. Rich Dad Poor Dad was the book that got me convinced, because I was not interested in painting. I mean, you wouldn't want me to paint your house, honestly. It wouldn't turn out very good. I don't know how to install doors correctly. I think my front door still has a leak during the winter. It was just not good, letting a lot of cold air in, so I probably paid more for my gas bill than I really needed to. And so when I think of real estate, it's not something I was genuinely interested in. I just started to see all of the benefits. So real estate allows you to leverage debt. It's one of the only vehicles that it's like, hey, here's an asset. And then the bank goes, okay, now we have collateral. We can take that property from you if you don't pay. Here's money. And so it's like one of the best vehicles for leveraging debt. If you want to leverage debt to create wealth, it's one of the most expensive things that you can pay for, besides luxury goods, because I think it's like Louis Vuitton or something is up there for one of the wealthiest people in the world. He said the only thing that you can charge a luxury price for is luxury goods. The next thing, like after taxes and then luxury items, like the third most expensive thing is houses. And so when you think of the amount of time that you're going to contribute to a thing and the result that you're going to get and how much you're going to get, like money for time, real estate is the best thing you can sell. Because if your commission is 1%, 2%, 3%, 20%, if your profit margin is 20%, man, if you're just selling a $10 item, you're only making $2. If you're selling a $10 million item, your profit is, wait, 10 million, did I say 2%? Oh gosh, now I actually got to do some good math. 200,000, I think.
I think that's right.